broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Return to sender. Return to sender. I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back. She wrote upon it.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live. This is indeed the broadcast for February the 14th in the year of our Lord 2017. This, my fellow Americans, is our one of two. Our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Have we got a barn burner broadcast full of news the networks refuse to use for you today? That's no doubt. And by the way, it is Valentine's Day, one of my favorite days. I know a lot of people say, Sam, come on, Valentine's Day, it's just bogus. It's where you pretend that everybody's in love and it's all good and, you know, life's just not that way, Sam. And I say, you know what, you're wrong. I agree everything's not perfect. Life is not perfect, that's right. However, life is what you make of it. And there are a lot of good things in life, and there are a lot of people who are truly in love. You hear about it every day. Oh, Sam, but those are just the exceptions. More people fall apart than stay in love. That's sadly true, thanks to your mainstream press, thanks to your rejection of Christian principles, thanks to your overlooking of marriage as a God-ordained, God-initiated, family-oriented plan for his children. See, when you start to put it in perspective, pretty soon you say, you know what, it's we the people that have made mistakes and destroyed the sacred union of marriage. But we can preserve it. We can be positive. We can look towards it in a positive light. We can celebrate it. We can promote. We should have Valentine's Day for husbands and wives every day. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Our goal is to promote the checks and balances the Founding Fathers put in place to preserve the nation, to restore the Republic, to make America great again. And we can do it, folks. Yeah, it's a lot of hard work, no doubt. Yeah, it seems like we're losing it every turn. But if you look for the good, if you work hard to find it, it's there. And the more of it you look for, the more of it you find, and the more of it you find, the more of it you create, the more of it you create, the more of it you have, and the more of it you have, wow, it just gets better every day, doesn't it? Pretty soon people are going to say, Sam, you sound like a broken record country song. You act like everything's either horrible or it's just awesome. Well, there's a lot of bad things and a lot of good things. But you can celebrate the good. You can look for it. You can find it. You can help make it. You can be part of it. That's what we advocate for right here on Solutions Radio. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live and a happy Valentine's Day to you and your loved ones. A quick recap of yesterday's show. It's still available on demand, by the way, on your Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel, live and on-demand radio free at your fingertips. Also available at libertyroundtable.com for the Liberty Roundtable award-winning Monday through Friday two-hour nationally syndicated broadcast, but also incredible talk shows around the clock available at libertynewsradio.com. That's libertynewsradio.com. And then libertynewsdaily.com for the award-winning news service, libertynewsdaily.com. Check it out, donate, get involved, sign up for free today. We had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. We talked about the Second Amendment, the ultimate civil right, or God-given unalienable right of self-defense. We talked about February is Black History Month, so it's a great time to review the role of the Second Amendment in the civil rights era and the freedom for blacks. And by the way, where's the mainstream press? Where's all these folks that want to celebrate black history talking about gun rights and how it eventually freed the slaves, huh? Where are they? Let's bust out and do history from a reality check point of view, shall we? Guns, ladies and gentlemen, helped secure the freedom and the rights of black Americans, folks. Don't forget that reality check on the news, okay? When they leave that out, they're peddling fake news now, aren't they? We also talked about the folly of an Article 3 convention. Utah is voting for HJR 3 and selling us down the river.
Article 5.
Well, I'm sorry. It's HJR3.
HJR3.
And it is Article 5. Point. You're exactly right. Mm-hmm. So I guess I was talking about the legislative bill, which is HJR3. And they are pushing for an Article 5 convention. It's supposed to be a top bill today in the Utah legislature, Kurt. I hope we can dodge this bullet, to say the least. States must force the general government to follow the U.S. Constitution. They can do so by the principle of nullification. Any executive order, any congressional statute, any judicial opinion, any bureaucratic edict or regulation that lives outside of the supreme law of the land ought to be shut down and nullified. Instead of allowing the federal government to tax the citizens directly, which is unconstitutional, the states should interpose, ladies and gentlemen, and indemnify their citizenry to refuse to comply with the coercion and or the confiscation of property by the federal government at every turn. States should legalize the use of gold and silver constitutional coinage for all transactions, public and private. All right, we talked about all that. Now, that was our one Liberty Roundtable Live with Lowell Nelson. Hour two, we talked about the doors opened much wider to reshape federal policy on the Federal Reserve, because there's three Federal Reserve board members that Donald Trump can put in the mix. There's three vacancies right now. We could really return to gold and silver. Our buddy Larry Hilton, the author of the Utah legislative agenda to bring gold and silver constitutional coinage back as legal tender in Utah, ought to be considered for that board. Foreign policy quickly loses its sharp edge. Donald says China will be a one-China policy. That's sad to say. Singer, her name is Joy Villa, wore a Make America Great Again gown, and she surprised everybody, shocked everybody at the Grammys. Now, this is a black lady, from what I understand, an interracial or biracial lady, that basically she thinks Trump is great. She wants to make America great again, and everybody just melted down. Musicians, believe it or not, after they bashed Trump, refused to perform at his inauguration and everything else, now are asking the Donald for money. Yeah, they want him to help manipulate government to give them a better deal at the cash cow table, where the music mafia is in bed with the government to give the artists a better shake than radio stations, etc. It's a shakedown, to say the least. But after they trashed the Donald, now they're begging him for support and money. FBI is involved in the fake news operations, and that's happened at the Bunkerville Bundy Ranch. LibertyNewsDaily.com with the report. The FBI was involved in such extraordinary measures for peddling fake news that now it might affect the trial. If the jury gets wind of this, the jury's not going to be too happy with the out-of-control belligerent government, just like they were not happy when they found out there was agent provocateurs in Oregon. But the FBI is engaging in fake news, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe we ought to shut down the FBI, huh? America must open its arms to Syrian refugees, writes our good friend Ellen Rapner. And by the way, we disagree with her on this. Not that we disagree that we ought to take care of people who need care. We ought to clothe the naked, feed the hungry, stand in need of, or stand with those who are in need of comfort. I agree with that general Christian principle. But there's better ways to do it than just open up our arms and put ourselves in terroristic harm's way. We can help them in their own countries. Private, nonprofit, charitable organizations, churches, and the like can make a tremendous difference. The efforts of Ellen Rapner herself making a difference. Good for her. So this is not the diss on Ellen, but it is to say we have different ways of going about our humanitarian service and love for our fellow man. But anyway, her article's at WND.com if you want to check that out. Trump's Secretary of Health and Human Services, Dr. Tom Price, took office on Friday with a promise, yes, he promised, to fix what he called a broken healthcare system. Tom and crew, get it done, because you've been talking big and doing nothing. The U.S. military stats on deadly airstrikes are wrong. Thousands of them have gone unreported, just like the Trump administration claims. We also talked about a report, 72 people from Trump's list of Muslim countries have been convicted of terrorism since 9/11. That's interesting, huh? We also talked about recruits. Uncle Sam wants you. Tom Vann in USA Today. I thought we weren't supposed to have a standing army. Go read your supreme law that I am, but they want to bring it up to almost 500,000 folks in the army. Polls show that Americans are more inclined to trust Donald Trump and say he's more truthful than the media. I can see why. Because why? NOAA just got caught in a big old lie. They manipulated climate data to promote their global warming lies, and they got caught, folks. Wow. All right, Valentine's Day, hard-hitting news that I refuse to use. Straight ahead, let's talk about love, shall we? On your radio.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
My sister began smoking because of friends. I don't think any less of her because she smokes, but it's been really hard because I know she could have done better if she hadn't chose to smoke. She's trying to quit actually right now, but it's a really hard process and she's down to a couple of cigarettes a day, so she's doing really good, but it's been a really hard thing in my family actually. It's caused a lot of problems. My sister smoking definitely hurt my parents. I'd come home sometimes, my mom would just be in tears.
Smoking hurts a lot of people, most of whom don't even smoke.
I definitely think my religion has played a role in me not smoking. I'm a Christian, and I believe I'm better because I don't smoke. Smoking hurts your friends, your family. It's not worth it in the long run. And you may not realize it now if you are smoking, but you will.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E, free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
I took my troubles down to Madame Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a pad down a pretty potent vine. Selling little bottles of love potion number 9.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, what you need is love potion.
You don't need love potion, ladies and gentlemen. What you need is a little bit of humility and grit. You need to turn to God's laws for guidance on marriage, ladies and gentlemen, and realize that God put marriage together. Man put divorce together.
I held my nose.
Ladies and gentlemen, love isn't an accidental reality. Love takes hard work. No kissing cops, folks. That'll get you in trouble for sure. Welcome to the broadcast. All right, we got to talk about love here for a minute. Love has no bounds, writes USA Today. But Valentine's spending does. Now, this is an interesting article from USA Today Money that I find fascinating. We'll get you some stats from the article, and then Sam and Kirk can weigh in on this thing. They say the cost of showing your love is going up, ladies and gentlemen. Do you believe that lie? They say people are spending about 8% more than they did back in 2016. They talk about commonly purchased items. It's the cost of loving index. It's by an advisory firm, Houston Asset Management. They say they've tracked the prices of, quote, 9 popular Valentine's Day gifts tracked since 1990. And then they talk about how much more expensive things are. So, for example, a dozen long-stemmed roses, they say, will set you or your sweetie back as much as $140 or up 8.4%. Now, Kurt, they're off their rocker. I don't know where they're getting these numbers from. They're crazy. I don't know where you guys are buying your roses from, but my daughter was doing a fundraiser so that she can go on a historical educational tour of Washington, D.C., to go back east to learn about the founding fathers and to understand the sacred founding of this nation. And my daughter's raising money to go, and she was selling roses, a dozen, in a vase for $30. And that let her make, actually, a little bit of money for her tour as well. So I don't know where they're getting $140 or up 8.4%. They say that greeting card that spells out your affection will cost $5.25. Now, again, with these roses that my daughter was doing, there's a little tag that you can write whatever you want on it, a little cute tag that's with the roses and everything. You can do that for free with a deal. So I just don't get these numbers. They say that's a 16% jump. Taking your significant other out to the movie for the evening is up 8.2%. They say rising prices might be the reason that spending is falling for the first time in a decade. That's according to a, quote, annual survey released by the National Retail Federation, or nicknamed the NRF. Wow. Total U.S. spending on Valentine's Day is predicted to reach, listen to this, $18 billion. $18.2 billion. They say that's down 7.6% from $19.7 billion in 2016. They say the overall decline in holiday spending is a drop in part due to the number of shoppers participating in the holiday. The NRF says that 54% is expected to make Valentine's purchases this time, down from nearly 55%. In 2016. So why are lovers' wallets being stretched? They say there's broader industry factors at work. Okay, there's competition from online sellers. There's an increase in the cost of paper for cards. Those movie tickets are more expensive due to, quote, normal price increases. Because theaters are increasing or inching up their prices because they have to compete with the chill-at-home Netflix culture. The good news, they say, is if the object of your affection likes chocolate, you're in luck. Because a box of chocolates is the same price as last year. And they say on the sexier side, lingerie departments are, well, doing great. Anyway, they go on and on, but here's my point for this. Look, folks. Valentine's Day isn't show how much you love by how much you can spend. Keith Alexander on the political cesspool, I was listening last Saturday night, and, you know, James Edwards like, yeah, we're, you know, holiday, Valentine's Day is coming up. And Keith Alexander basically pointed out, this isn't a holiday. It's a Hallmark holiday where they just basically, you know, goat you into spending them a ton of money. I think he's right. And we need to really think about that a little bit. We need to think about what should you do to truly show the ones that you love that you love them for Valentine's Day. And I don't know everything, and I don't want to spend forever on this topic, but I do want to spend some time because I think it's critical to understand. Let me tell you what me and my wife have done as a tradition for Valentine's Day for almost 20 years. We've done this for a long time. We have a Valentine's Day special family dinner. And we invite all of our children. Now, I know people are like, oh man, kick the children out. Isn't it like Lover's Day? Yeah, it is. But we don't kick the children out because we love each other and our children. And so we have a big Valentine's Day dinner. And we make dinner at home. It's fancy. We usually eat on the china that we got for our wedding. And we have the children help make the food. We all do this together. And people set up and decorate and food. And sometimes the boys serve. And sometimes the girls serve. We have a multi-course dinner. We have salad, and then we have, you know, it just depends on the dinner that we have. But there's multiple courses. And we say a prayer before we eat, and we talk, and we appreciate, you know, we go around and talk about how we appreciate each other. We talk about Valentine's Day. We talk about marriage and love and what it really means. And we play games. And we enjoy each other's company for a couple of hours. Now, last night was especially a sweet one because it's for Mormons or the members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Monday nights are called family night, and we spend time together. A family home evening is what it's called. Family night, family home evening, where we get together and we spend time together as a family. We play games sometimes. We do outings together. We have fun or entertainment. Or a lot of times we have a lesson and learn about the gospel of Jesus Christ. The children get a chance to demonstrate some of their talents to each other. We say a prayer. We have a scripture. We pledge allegiance to the flag, and we have a little lesson and some songs that we sing, some religious songs. And we have lessons oftentimes about the gospel, and it gives the younger children a chance to teach the gospel. Well, anyway, last night our Valentine's Day annual tradition was combined with this family home evening event, and it was just tremendous. We had all 14 of us there, me and my wife and our 8 children. But 3 of our children are married, so their spouses were there. So I consider them extra sons and daughters. Some would say sons and daughters-in-law, but nevertheless. And then the first baby, so I'm a grandpa now. So there was 14 of us there. And it was a tremendous experience of love and Valentine's. And anyway, I got a little more to say about it, but there are solutions. And we probably maybe spent the same amount of money that everybody spends on this holiday on everybody put together, including our dinner and everything else. Then I got a little mime or whatever, meme, whatever you call those things, that appeared on the internet that's kind of fascinating. We'll tell you about it in seconds.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Despite his exotic name, Sid Bikanavar is a native-born U.S. citizen. As a research scientist employed by NASA, Bikanavar has been subjected to background checks. Because he is a frequent traveler, he has enrolled in Global Entry, a customs and border protection program, allowing people who have been through detailed background checks to have expedited entry into the United States. Despite all of this, Bikanavar was detained at the George Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston on January 30th and forced to give Border Patrol agents his smartphone and provide them with his password. That phone, which was issued by NASA and most likely contained sensitive material not to be shared outside the agency, wasn't returned to Bikanavar until a half hour later. NASA employees are under a professional obligation to protect all work-related information, no matter how trivial it might seem. Because his phone had been compromised, Bikanavar was required to get a new one. Bikanavar had traveled to Patagonia in mid-January to participate in a solar-powered car race as part of the Chilean team. During his two-week stint abroad, the Trump administration entered office and issued an executive order imposing new entry restrictions that were supposed to target nationals from seven majority Muslim countries. Nothing in President Trump's executive order should apply to Bikanovar, but in the chaotic rollout of the new restrictions, it appears that some border and customs agents exceeded their mandate. "Sometimes I get stopped and searched, but never anything like this," commented Bikanovar. "Maybe you could say it was one huge coincidence that this thing happens right at the travel ban." For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Happy Valentine's Day to you from us, ladies and gentlemen. Well, all right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting live on your radio, happy Valentine's Day to you from us. I'm telling you a story about my family. So we were all there, all 14 of us, ladies and gentlemen. And we had an incredible Valentine's Day evening last night, played games, spent time together, had a multi-course dinner. We had potatoes and rolls and salad and pork chops and dessert and vegetables. It was incredible. Now, I'm on a diet, so I didn't eat the rolls and the potatoes. I just had the pork chops and the salad and such. But all I'm telling you is it was awesome. And we spent time together, and we probably spent about as much money as most folks try to woo their lover on each other. We probably spent that same amount on all of us. We didn't spend very much money. And it reminds me of, oh, this is awesome. Listen. Isn't that a cool sounding guitar? Come on. Anyway, we spent, or I saw this mime, or my wife did on, I don't know what it was, Instagram or one of those places yesterday. And it basically said, me and my husband exchanged Valentine's Day cards. And then we put them back. Kind of comical. What they mean is they went to the store, or the inference, they went to the store, right? And then what they did is they found each other a Valentine's Day card. Then they gave them to each other. Hey, honey, here's your card. Here's your card. They read them, and they went, ha, ha, that's great. Gave each other a kiss and put the cards back. Now, I'm not really telling you that that's what you got to do. It was kind of funny, but the inference is you don't got to spend a lot of money. That was pretty creative. Our way of celebrating Valentine's Day with our family is pretty creative and saves a lot of money and brings a lot of great memories and joy, right? So I'm just telling you right now that there are ways to really show love and do it inexpensively. Now, just so everybody doesn't get too freaked out, I did give my wife flowers yesterday, some red roses and such, and she's got them in a vase today. So I'm not ignoring her. But my roses cost, what, 30 bucks? And with that 30 bucks, there was a little cute tag that my daughter made that I got to write on for my wife. So I was able to help my wife, help my daughter, I should say, with her going to Washington, D.C. school trip for educational purposes and give my wife flowers at the same time for 30 bucks. I call that a win for sure. But then my wife and I will go out to dinner or do something else later on a different day when it's not so crowded for Valentine's Day. See, we're not stuck on the exact day. It doesn't have to be on my anniversary date, or it doesn't have to be exactly... Check out this, by the way. This is cool sounding, huh? Your Valentine's Day music maestro's in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Come on. You got to dig that. It's cool sounding, ain't it? All right. So all I'm telling you is that Valentine's Day is a special day for me. And my wife and I certainly do take some time around that day to have some romance. Don't misunderstand me. We've got 25 years of marriage behind us, and romance is certainly a key component of a successful marriage. There's no doubt about it. Don't think that I mean to dismiss or underestimate that whatsoever. But what I mean is, you know, the fundamental unit of society is the family, ladies and gentlemen. A God-ordained marriage between one man and one woman, and then with children sent to them by the Almighty, a sacred heritage, if you will, a sacred trust and a blessing. And I'm telling you that we celebrate the family, and we celebrate being together, and we celebrate Valentine's Day, which is multiple versions of love. You know, the Savior was asked Peter three times, do you love me? And the Christian doctrine is that, you know, there was three different kinds of love he was talking about. And Valentine's Day isn't just about the sex and the romance kind of love, although that's certainly a component for those who God has ordained to be together and to enjoy that special relationship. No doubt about it, but only within the bounds the Lord has set, right? But love is extended way beyond that. You can do some service for Valentine's Day for others. One of the things we did is we took a couple of flowers to some widows and people that we know that really need some love and support and friendship and a reach out at this very difficult time of year for many who have lost loved ones, etc. Make it a day of service. Make it a day of different kinds of love. Make it a day of respect and appreciation and a day of service. And I'm telling you right now, pretty soon Valentine's Day, instead of it being a Hallmark day or a big spendy day or a sex-filled romance, whatever day, make it about more than that, would you please? This is Solutions Radio. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam, and happy Valentine's Day as well.
I don't know if I did the Valentine's Day justice, Kurt, but there's my effort to make it important and meaningful and appropriately pointing to God and love between a man and a woman, and but not make it about money, make it about service and love and memories. And, you know, there's much more to the holiday, you know, Kurt?
Yeah,
by the way, what'd
right.
you get for Valentine's Day, Kurt?
You know, so far, you know, at least I try to lengthen it out, you know, instead of like just one day kind of thing. But, you know, I did get a card. I did get some flowers. You know,
you didn't spend $140 bucks on your flowers and over $5 on your card, did you?
You know, I got a case of paper. This is all at the same time, and it was about $40. So I got a case of paper, a card, and what was the other? And the flowers for about $40. So I think, you know, the card and the flowers were about, you know, $10 or, you know, somewhere in there. So I'm not the normal guy, you know. I guess.
Well, in my mind, it's about saving money. We don't want to make it a Hallmark holiday. We want to make it a meaningful holiday. And I submit to you that the symbolism and the memories and the efforts and broadening out. A buddy of mine got something for his grown daughter, and he took it by because she's, you know, struggling a little bit. And he gave her a little card and some flowers and said, you know what? I love you, honey, from your dad.
Yeah. And my wife's put together a bunch of little Valentine's little packages that we're supposed to be hauling around to the different grandchildren today that are close by. And we did go and eat a little food last night with our two remaining daughters that are here at home. And so, you know, hey, that's kind of the
all right,
crazy
good
way
stuff,
out,
ladies
way
and gentlemen.
To do that.
Well, this might be in contrast to Valentine's Day, but I must bring it up. Headline says, sharp rise in reported older Americans' use of multiple psychiatric drugs.
Ooh.
And they say the number of retired Americans taking at least three psychiatric drugs has more than doubled between 2004 and 2013, even though, listen, almost half of them had no mental diagnosis on record. In other words, no real need for them, Kurt.
Well, yeah, but, you know, the pharmaceutical industry needs to, you know, have some willing participants. You know what I mean?
Yes, but the problem is the participants are a little duped. They don't really realize is the sad part.
Yeah,
and so
it's like almost a drug war. Yeah.
I bring it up because we got to really stop that. If you care about your loved ones, don't put, you know, the older folks on all kinds of psychotropic or psychiatric drugs. But there's a sharp rise in the use of these drugs. And it's sad, Kurt.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, I thought I'd bring that to your attention. All right, Kurt. Flynn's out, Mutchin's in, is the headlines.
Yeah,
Michael Flynn
right,
melted down. He didn't disclose that he had kind of worked with, you know, foreign nations and everything else.
He was a little fast and loose with the truth.
Now they kicked him out for it, Kurt.
Yeah.
Well, he resigned, so he didn't
kind of resigned,
him.
Yeah. You know, they said, look, you need to go, so make your resignation.
Make this easy.
You know. Yeah.
Now, the problem that I have with this, Kurt, is truthfully, I don't agree with Michael Flynn being fast and loose with the facts. Okay. However, in his defense, you know what? Half the bureaucrats on the Hill would be gone, Kurt, if they had to disclose all that they've been involved in and doing and saying and et cetera, right?
Oh,
half
yeah.
Half these people would be gone.
Yeah. Or more, maybe. Yeah.
So I find that fascinating that they attack him and get away with it. I wasn't really a fan of Flynn in the first place, so I'm glad he's gone. But all I'm telling you is hopefully we'll get a good, honest person there to steady the Trump administration. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution. The Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners.
Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
And a happy Valentine's Day to all of you, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, is it cold outside. Hey, Kurt, you know who this is on your radio, sir?
I don't know, but I like it. My girl.
Yeah, man, come on. You got to know who this is, Kurt. This is your generation, bro.
My girl. I don't remember, Sam, but I should, you know.
Temptations, come on.
Okay, very good. Yeah, sorry about that.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about Valentine's Day. We're talking about good things in contrast with the news that we see. And wow, is there some contrasting news to say that. Sam defends Valentine's Day, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. The number of retired Americans taking at least three psychiatric drugs has doubled. Between 2004 and 2013, they say it's out of control. Doctors, you better wake up. You're hooking everybody on dope, my friends. Stop it. Michael Flynn's out as National Security Advisor. Steven Mnuchin is in as Treasury Secretary. So there you have that. And I'm telling you right now, the enemies of Trump just won't quit, Kurt. They won't come together for the good of the nation. They're absolutely evil. I suspect they'll hound Trump until he's out of office because they've got too many friends on even the Republican side. Donald has really tried to move forward with some incredible initiatives to restore the Republic, to make America great, to change the game. But even his own party, Kurt, is dragging their feet and doing nothing. They're looking for ways to get rid of Donald, too. So I suspect over time they'll probably end up getting rid of Donald. I pray that's not true. Do you think they'll do that, Kurt? Impeach him, some scandal, something?
You know, the thing about him is, well, I know, but I don't think he will either. He's one of the guys that, you know, I mean, he took a lot of heat during the whole campaign. Everybody predicted his demise, you know, I mean, over and over and over. And yet he came out on top. The guy is he's definitely a street fighter, I guess. I just think that he'll continue to do what he can and he'll figure it out. There's a number of folks giving him advice, some good, I think. You know, and
he needs to listen to more of our advice, though, Kurt.
Well, I think so, but I'm certain got a lot of sources for advice.
Oh yeah, most of them I don't think are worth it. Anyway.
Yeah.
I hope Donald does well. I'm just telling you right now that they're not giving up. They're looking for every opportunity for him to make a mistake or to fall. And, yeah. You know, when you tweet every day and when you speak out as Donald Trump does, he's bound to make a mistake, Kurt.
I think he's missed a couple of tweet days, though. You know, at least one of the latest reports that I saw said that, hey, what's going on?
Every day is kind of the virtual sense, you know. Kurt.
Yeah, a good point.
I mean, it doesn't mean every single day, but I'm telling you right now, he tweets. And I don't blame him for tweeting because he's got to get around the mainstream thugs. He's got to.
Yeah.
At the same time, it's a chance for them to watch and wait and take advantage of every single misstep. And if one of them gains traction on the Republican and Democrat side of the aisles, It's going to be trouble. So just write it down.
Well, that's one thing that's happening with this Flynn thing is some of them are saying, well, who else is, compromised in there, you know? And as we've said before, man, hey, if you politicians are going to open up to figure out who's all compromised, let's just have it out.
Yeah, it'll be the march from Capitol Hill, the massive retreat, ladies and gentlemen. All right, pro-life protests are in the news.
Yeah, they
are. And they say they
Sam.
Were set for hundreds of businesses, Kurt. This has been going on, right?
Well, and this is kind of a love story, don't you think, Sam? I mean,
well, the Stand for Life, yes. The pro-death policies, absolutely not.
And, they say they were planning, there were 654 demonstrations held at 374 Planned Parenthood abortion businesses. That's almost two per, each. But anyway, and they were protesting taxpayer funding. Tens of thousands of people participated, and that was in the run-up to the 2016 presidential election. Now they say the protesters are setting an agenda to go big. Yeah. They say that Planned Parenthood, after all, has been in the news much of late. And by the way, they don't contribute this to any particular author. An undercover video, they say, investigation by the center has shown them basically selling body parts of babies, which kind of ticked off a few folks. They even have one of those Planned Parenthood executives saying, hey, I want a Lamborghini as part of the deal. But anyway, Planned Parenthood's annual report back in 2014 showed that it received $554 million in taxpayer funding. That was about 43% of their total revenue. So, they brought in over $1 billion. That was $1.5 million a day. Another 27% of the revenue, according to Town Hall Media, found, it comes from private contributions, including $330 million from the Susan Buffett Foundation. Wow. Nearly $66 million from William and Flora Hewlett Foundation. More than $60 million from the Bill and Melinda Gates group. $56 million from David and Lucille Packard. And other sizable amounts from Vanguard Charitable Endowment Program, Ford Foundation, and George Soros' Open Society Institute. Man, I'll tell you what, those boys put their money where their mouth is. They do quote a lady, or somebody head of this coalition, they call it, that are working on these protests, where they want to do it in 44 states. They say there will also be overseas support with a demonstration at the London headquarters of the International Planned Parenthood Federation. I didn't know they had one over there. And by the way, they were recently defunded by the executive order. Oh, sad to hear about that. But anyway, Eric Schneidler, he's the national organizer of this deal. He said the federal government has been subsidizing Planned Parenthood to the tune of more than $430 million annually. This at the same time that the nation's largest abortion provider holds $500 ticket fundraisers and charges a woman about $500 to abort her baby. On top of that, Planned Parenthood is trafficking baby body parts. Anyway, we're hoping
the bottom
that,
line, it's sad
this goes
to
away.
Bring this up, when we're talking about Valentine's Day and trying to be positive. But in my opinion, we have one of the greatest opportunities to really defund Planned Parenthood and to truly stand up for, in my opinion, true love, which is to bring children into the world in a husband-wife covenant relationship, to welcome those children, to be grateful for them, and to train them in the way they should go in the biblical admonition. And it's something that we really need to do. Now, I guess there's a bill in Congress. I guess it was in the Senate and it just died, right, Kurt?
Well, you're talking about, let's see, I'm trying to think of which one in particular.
The headline reads, you just sent it to me, there's only one of them.
Oh, okay.
It says this. Bill aimed
Bill
at reducing.
Aimed, yeah, all right, yeah, okay, yeah, here in Salt Lake. Yeah,
did you have a lot of those, by the way?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of news reports. But anyway, in this particular one, you remember how, Sam, the government wanted to make you healthier, and so then they raised the tax on beer, and it seemed like it was on beer and other stuff, alcohol, you know, because that was going to make you healthier. So this plan was to make marriage last longer, and the way they were going to do it was to increase the marriage fee. See, like, you know, if you really want to make marriage last forever,
then
make that charge like $1 billion to get married, you know what I mean?
See, I reject this, Kurt. Giving more money to government doesn't make marriage last longer. It just makes it harder if people are in abusive, hostile relationships. What you got to do is talk about God, Kurt.
But it is the good news that at least this didn't pass. And like you say, to increase the marriage filing fees, as now this bill has now died in the Senate. So,
amen to that.
You know,
thank heavens.
I gotta say that's good news.
And, but again, governments all around the world are trying to just deal with weird things government-wise. Even the Pakistani courts are in business, Kurt.
Well, yeah, they're basically instituting a nationwide ban on Valentine's Day. So I don't know. That doesn't seem too loving, if you ask me. You know, but anyway,
wow, banning Valentine's Day, can't be in love. Women are supposed to just be property. And
I guess.
I mean, it's crazy.
You know, that's crazy stuff.
Now, I guess I don't really know how to respond to this next piece, but it's. This one, FBI warns, Kurt, of a Valentine's scam.
Yeah, well, you know how the FBI always taking care of every American and stuff. Now, they're just trying to make sure that your Valentine's Day is good because they're warning you there's a romance scam out there. And, you know, thank goodness the FBI special agents are out there taking care of this. I mean, what would we
Kurt,
do if the FBI wasn't doing stuff?
Like I bet you that if you find out, they're provocateurs and they instigated the scam.
Oh, boy. We love the FBI, maybe, you know.
All right,
I can imagine
tell you
if Sheriff Mack was running the FBI.
Spend some time with your loved ones and don't get caught in the scam is all we can say. Happy Valentine's Day to you. That. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. Hard-hitting talk radio always at your fingertips. LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.